Don Hansen is president of the Auto Dealers Association of Mega Milwaukee. He says if the auto industry failed, it could affect 8,000 workers in the Milwaukee area.
I think that the $15 billion is not sufficient, and I think that's just a starter for more money that's going to be necessary. It doesn't look like next year is going to be a good year either, but we must kickstart the industry, get things, people getting back into a buying mode and doing things.
Hansen adds he thinks the money will be used wisely and paid back. Frank Pacetti is a city administrator in Kenosha, which has a Chrysler plant with 800 employees. He says the failure of the auto industry would devastate the city and region.
The city believes that Chrysler, General Motors, Ford are an integral part of the fabric of the American economy. And if there's a choice between putting money in to bail out a banker versus putting up money to bail out an auto worker, we see more value in the auto worker continuing his job.
Pacetti and Hansen agree that accountability is necessary to make sure the money is spent properly. The bill will include the appointment of a car czar to oversee how the money is spent. Congress appears close to finalizing the bill providing emergency loans to GM and Chrysler. Ford says they should be able to make it through 2009 without help. But some critics in Congress say the bailout plan doesn't do enough to cut labor costs and reform management. That could mean the industry would eventually need more money. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.